The reading is from John 20, verses 1 to 18. Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. She said, "They have taken the Lord's body out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've put him." Peter and the other disciple started out for the tomb. They both started running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He stooped and looked in and saw the linen wrappings. Then Simon Peter arrived inside. He also noticed the linen wrappings lying there, while the cloth that covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from the other wrappings. Then the disciple who'd reached the tomb first also went in and believed. For until then, they still hadn't understood the scriptures that said Jesus must rise from the dead. Then they went home. Mary was standing outside the tomb crying, and as she wept, she stooped and looked in. White at the place of the where Jesus' body had been lying. "Dear woman, why are you crying?" the angels asked her.
"Because they have taken my Lord away," she replied, "and I don't know where they have put him."
She turned to leave and saw someone was standing there. It was Jesus, but she didn't recognize him.
"Dear woman, why are you crying?" Jesus asked her. "Who are you looking for?"
She thought he was the gardener.
"Sir," she said, "if you have taken him away, please tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him."
"Mary," Jesus said. She turned to him and cried out, "Rabboni," which is Hebrew for teacher. "Don't cling to me," Jesus said, "for I haven't yet ascended to the Father. But go, find my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God." Mary Magdalene found the disciples and told them, "I have seen the Lord." And then she gave them his message. I'm going to invite David to come forward now. Thank you.
When my father died, he left me something. N. Instone Brewer, Esquire. What do you think is in here? My children figured immediately it was my father's spare head. If you want to come down and have a look, I'm going to open it in a second. But first of all, if anyone wants to come down and have a look, first of all, I need a man to help me. You don't have a roving room here, so please help me on with this. Is there no one is brave enough to open the box? No. By the way, this is Easter. I know Anglicans, they have different stalls for different times of year. This is not the Easter stall. I don't have different stalls. I have different waistcoats. I have about 20 of them. This is my Easter one because it's black on the outside. But when you open it up, it's Easter. I'm sorry, I'm making lots of noise with this microphone. But, okay, I'll have to open it myself then. It smells a bit. Now I'm ready. We are here for the inquest of the resurrection. There have been some pernicious rumours going around that Jesus, commonly known as the Christ, didn't stay dead. And this has started all sorts of conspiracy theories, and there is the danger of starting a new religion. A few people are starting to call themselves Christians, and we don't want that to spread. The purpose of this inquest is to find out what happened. Clearly, Jesus either didn't die or his corpse was stolen. We are here to discover which of those are true. There are witnesses here who already have their statements prepared in writing. They may refer to that statement if they wish, and I will call them one by one. Calling witness number one. Are you the soldier who was in charge at the crucifixion?
Yes.
Yes, Your Honour.
Yes, Your Honour.
How long did the prisoner take to die?
About 3 hours.
And how did you check that he was dead?
Well, I thrust my javelin into his side, and something strange happened. Blood came out, as I expected, but also water came out separately from the same wound.
Did you know what the significance was of this?
No, but I'm sure he was dead. You might say that's my area of expertise. I kill people for a living.
Quite. Dismissed. The second witness is being called to the stand. I call, is there a doctor in the house? Doctor, have you ever dissected a human corpse?
Yes, Your Honour. When I was a medical student.
Well, what did you find in the heart? Was it empty?
No, it was full of a solid blood in two layers. A red layer and a grey layer.
And how did you interpret those findings?
When the heart stopped, the blood started separating. The heavy red blood corpuscles started dropping to the bottom, leaving a watery serum at the top.
So if someone cut into the heart, say with a javelin, soon after death, what would they see?
They'd see very thick blood come out alongside a watery serum.
And could that happen when the person was still alive?
No, absolutely not. The separation only happens when the blood stands still, so when the heart has stopped beating. But if you leave it too long, you won't see anything, because the blood will coagulate into a solid mass.
Thank you very much. That's enough of those disgusting details. You can sit down. I'm calling the third witness. What is your name?
Joseph of Arimathea, Your Honour.
And where are you from?
Arimathea.
Okay. And I understand you buried the body of Jesus. So why did you offer to do that?
Because he was dead.
Yes, of course. And where did you bury him?
Well, in a burial plot.
Now, I realise that. You must realise I can imprison you if you go on disrespecting the court in this way. Now, tell me seriously. Tell me about that burial plot.
Right, yes. Very seriously, Your Honour. I buried him in a burial plot I had prepared for myself. Because I'm quite wealthy, it's a good one, and it has a large round stone to roll securely in front of the door. Because it's big, I took some servants to help me move it, but then there were some soldiers which came to guard it. For some reason, the authorities were nervous. They thought somebody might steal his body. Now, before I could bury him, I had to get special permission from the Roman public procurator Pontius Pilate. See, I've been practicing that. Public procurator Pontius Pilate. See, I can also say, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Enough, enough. You're dismissed. The fourth witness is from Magdala. Is there someone here from Magdala?
Yes, Your Honour.
But
I'm Mary Magdalene.
But you're a woman. You're useless as a witness. And I see here in my records that you have a history of mental illness.
Yes, Your Honour, and Jesus healed me. I was so sad when you had him executed. Me and my friends took spices to make his body smell nice. But when we got there, the stone was rolled away and there was no one there except an angel. The others went to tell the men, but I waited and Jesus came and talked to me.
Oh, enough, you're quite clearly mad. And you're clearly wrong as well. You say there was no one there when you went to the tomb, but there were soldiers guarding it. We know that well. Let me call one. Bring in, I have his name here, Sergius Paulus, soldier of the 4th cohort of the 10th Legion. Just for the record, tell me your name.
Sergius Pompus, soldier of the 4th cohort of the 10th Legion, Your Honour.
Now be very careful how you answer this next question. Were you on guard when the women came to the tomb?
No.
No?
Your Honour, Your Honour.
Why on earth not?
Some disciples came to steal the body, so we ran away. You ran away.
Some disciples came to steal the body, and you, heavily guarded and armed soldiers, ran away. What were they armed with? Stale fish? He's a fisherman. Do you realise that the penalty for leaving your post when you're on guard duty is death?
Yes, Your Honour. I mean, no, Your Honour. I mean, I don't know, Your Honour. I'm just saying what my officer said we should say. He said you wouldn't like me to say anything about what really happened. He said I shouldn't mention the powerful glowing angel who flicked aside the doorstone like a pebble. He said you'd be angry.
Yes!
Your Honour.
Your officer is right. That's a ludicrous story. Sit down. The final witness has been properly tortured ahead of the procedures so we can be sure that he will tell the truth. I call Thomas.
Yes, Your Honour.
Oh, good. I see that the guards have properly prepared you for this hearing.
Yes, Your Honour. I'm very happy to tell you the truth.
Well, if you don't tell me the truth, I will have you executed.
Okay. Your Honour, I'm very happy to tell you the truth.
And that is?
Jesus is alive. I didn't believe the women at first, or the men who saw him. But then I saw him. And he asked me to put my hand into the hole in his side. It was horrible. And wonderful. He really is alive.
Enough of this nonsense! Isn't it true that you came to the tomb and overpowered the guards? And isn't it true that you stole the corpse so that you could get rich by setting up a new religion? If you admit that truth and you sign this confession, I'll have you whipped and dismissed. If you don't, if you insist that Jesus is alive, I will have you executed.
He is alive. And he said his followers will join him in heaven when they die. I'm not afraid.
Take him away. Take him to the dungeon for execution. I'm going to have to consider my conclusions here. This is a very difficult case. But I think the verdict is quite obvious. all the witnesses are lying or stupid. No one saw blood and water come from that body, because he didn't really die. He sat up in the tomb, he knocked on the door, and the soldiers let him out, and they went home for tea. The angels weren't real. The only witnesses are stupid women. Some people might have seen Jesus before he crawled away and died from his wounds. He just acted as though he had enough life to live forever. These are all stupid and incompetent witnesses. The truth is obvious, because there's one undeniable fact. Dead men don't rise. No amount of evidence can change that. So my verdict is, it didn't happen. Court dismissed.
Well, I think we know what really happened. And don't we give God the glory for that? Thank you very much, David, for bringing us that absolutely brilliant version of the Easter story. And thank you to all of the volunteers who had your arms twisted.